Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi and welcome to Glammed with Grace Season 3 Episode 5. I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you. I am so honored to have you today with me. So today I'm going to be talking about if you listened to last week's podcast where I spoke about what I have learned in my 4 years of business. Today I am also going to be talking about what I have learned in my 4 years of business for part 2. I'm actually going to be dividing this into 3 different episodes because it's honestly, I don't think one episode can make you truly understand what I have learned. I feel like I'm just probably going to rush through it, but I want to take you through a journey in this 3 seasons. So next week I'm going to have the episode 6, which is going to hopefully finalize the episodes on what I have learned in my 4 years of running a business. But this is honestly to encourage anyone. It doesn't even really have to be in your business. It could just, I feel like it's just life skills and life lessons, to be honest, that I have learned, but I'm incorporating it into my business. But I honestly hope this encourages you. If it's encouraging you, thank you to those that have come into my Instagram page to let me know. I appreciate you. And if you've never heard about my Instagram page or you're not following, come on, as soon as this is over, go on Instagram or Facebook and type in Jumi Grow, which is J-U-M-M for Michael, IEGROW. Add me on Instagram, send me a message. I want to get to know more about you. I want to pray with you if you're in business as well, because honestly, I feel like we need each other. We truly do, both physically and mentally and spiritually. So welcome again. And before I dive in and dig in today, into today's episode, please listen to the introduction so that you can understand why I am doing what I'm doing today. Thank you, and I'll see you in a bit.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi, and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to Season 3 of Glam with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you.
Welcome again, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. I honestly appreciate it. So before we dive in and start today's episode, I just want to check on you. How are you doing today, my love? How is your health? How is your spiritual health? How is your mental health? How is your physical health doing, in that order? Always make sure you check on you. Make sure you're okay. Honestly, I know life sometimes can be very crazy and tough. I know I've been there as well. And I have noticed that in my toughest times, that's when God actually shows up. So make sure that you are taking care of your spiritual health first. Because once your spiritual health is intact and checked, the devil cannot come mess with your mental and your physical health. And even if he tries, guess what? It's going to fail woefully. Like, it's going to fail flat down, fail, because God is on your side. Thank you again for joining me. I am going to be continuing last week's episode, and I'm just going to be talking about basically what I've been going through in my business and what I have learned. And I hope that honestly this helps you in one way or form. I hope that this encourages you to just keep going on. What I'm going to be talking today, I'm going to be talking about the 3 things I have learned. And next week I'll talk about 3 more things, and we should be done with this topic. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is how I have learned not to be afraid to delegate and expand my team in my business. So last year was actually, 2019. So from 2017 to 2019, I was literally a one-man show. I was doing everything by myself. I was doing the customer services, logistics, everything you can think about in my business, even the graphics. And I was horrible at it, by the ways. But that was the best that I knew. I was just putting myself out there the best way I knew, right? I was doing everything myself. So in 2019, when my business scaled, which was the growth actually literally happened from June of 2019. It scaled so amazingly that the customer services issue, I was literally very stressed. Even though the sales was coming and everything was doing well, I became mentally drained. And I'm going to be honest with you, because I was still, apart from the fact that I had my sales manager, it was just basically two of us on the team and my husband. He helped me a lot with the production and the logistics. It was honestly my pillar during that time. But the customer services issues was a lot more, of course, because now we're expanding. So in a day, I can be dealing with almost 50 customers, you know, or even in DMs on Instagram, and I am literally trying to give everyone my attention while I still have to produce and ship. So a lot of times I'm always so backed up, even in shipping and production, because I'm spending most of my time in customer services trying to resolve issues. So 2019 was when I remember Raheem, may soul rest in perfect peace, right? Miss you, Raheem. But I remember Raheem telling me that, Jimmy, you're going to have to find an intern. You have to find someone. So you have to find two people, actually. One person to just reply the DMs and reply the Facebook comments, because our ads were scaling so well that we're getting a lot of comments that had to be addressed. And he also said you have to find someone just to tackle the emails, because I was not even functioning right as a wife or mother. I'm always so tired. I can't play with my kids. I'm always too tired for my husband during those times. So I just couldn't find a balance, and I was so stressed. I was just constantly drained, mentally drained, physically tired. So when he said that, you know, that was the first time that I was like, okay, at this point, I really need help because I can't do this by myself, right? But I was also so scared that, oh, what if I bring someone on and they don't handle my business the way I would handle it? Because I'm a perfectionist. And a lot of times, and I don't know, some of my customers also notice the perfectionism even in the business. And I have, at this point, thank God that we've got into where we are, right? Because I've been able to train my team to think and write like me. So sometimes when they're replying to customers, you think it's me that is replying, but it's not me. It's just because they've spent so much time with me, they know how I would respond to issues. But back then, just the fact that, oh, now I have to find someone. So luckily, one of my very good friend, her name is Mercy. She's also a business owner like me. And I remember her, you know, God always places the right people in my life. I'm telling you, God has sent me divine help. Even when I don't know that I need help, I'll just get those help. Or I might not need that help at that particular time, but eventually that I would need that help. Then I'm like, oh, this makes sense. This is why you made that connection happen, God, because you knew I was going to need this at this point. So don't ever think that God is not thinking about you. He is always thinking about you, honestly, especially when you really like want to give your heart to God and serve him. He's always there. And she told me, oh, if you ever needed customer services, this is the organization that you can go online and employ you can employ virtual assistants and all that good stuff. So that was when I was the first time was open to it. So I was able to employ my first virtual customer services assistant. So from she came into the company in August of 2019, and she's still in the company, thank God. But she, that month of August, the following month was when we had to go to the UK for the Shades by Beauty conference, the beauty conference, and I had to go as a vendor. But that was the first experience that, thank God that I had a virtual assistant. It could have been more like very stressful for me. But she came into the business and she was handling the comments. I didn't even know that I just hired her as a virtual assistant. I didn't know she was great at graphic designing. She's an amazing graphic designer, by the way. She does all the graphics now for Glammed. Some of my graphics for Dreamy Girl as well, she does it. But she's so talented. Like, some people in my team are good at some stuff and some others are not. So I tend to give those that if you use, this is your strength, I'm just going to focus. You're going to focus on this part of the business since you're very good at it. But she became my first full-time employee that was working with me. And honestly, just bringing her on the team, even though it really honestly took her almost 3 months to understand the brand very well. I would say maybe 6 months because of the language barrier as well. She's from the Philippines. But she was a fast learner. So she was picking things as she went. But it just helped me a lot. when it came to replying to customer services issues. And anytime anything is escalated, I know, okay, she knows I'm going to pass this on to Miss Jimmy. She can, so she can handle this the right way. But that first, I would tell you that even though I felt like, okay, the help was there and it was able to help me a little bit, but the fact that I still had to train her for almost 6 months, I had to keep training and training and training. That's why I feel like every company should have a playbook. And that's one thing that we have now. We have a playbook where if we hire someone new, they can read this and understand the brand better. So you always need a playbook. But that was like my first employer. I didn't know what a playbook was. I didn't have a playbook. So I was constantly just drained, even training her. But after 6 months, it got better that it wasn't as bad. Now she knows almost everything she had to know about the brand. She knows, she understands the product and how to, educate the customers when they have questions. So, it's patience. Like I said in the last episode, a lot of things when it comes to business, especially if you don't really have that much help and you're just learning everything and picking it up as you go, a lot of times it's patience. You need to be patient with your employee. And that's one thing I have learned. So with Joanna, her name is Joanna, I've had to learn how to, be patient with her and understand her personality, even though we've never really seen each other, but we work together very well to keep the company afloat and to keep the brand going. So there were so many things that fell short because I was no longer in charge of them. And I had to also learn that, at the end of the day, I still got to keep connected to my brand because I felt like I lost the voice of my customer because now someone else is the one responding and talking to my customer for me. So I had to learn that, even though I've delegated and given, I still don't want to, I don't want to let go 100%. Still let go, but not 100%. I still once in a while reply, respond to my customer. I pick up customer services call because I still want to hear the voice. I still want to be in touch. That part of my brand, I don't want to ever lose it, regardless of how big my brand becomes. One day, I still want to be able to connect to the voice of my customers. I want to hear what they're saying. I want to understand their pain points. I want to understand why are you coming back? Why is it that you keep coming back and you're not going back to my you're not going to my competitors? That the reason why they're coming back, I want to make sure that that's what we're working on, right? So that we can keep keeping our customers as well. So that, I would say, within 2019 and 2020, I kind of lost it a little bit because now someone else is in charge of that part of my brand, even with DMs and with communicating with my brand. They're communicating my brand for me. So it's not the same. So I have decided in 2021, even to the end of 2020, to never, ever let some part of my company go 100%. And I was still, you have to pick your battles. I was still being charged on some things, even though they respond, I still go in the DMs. I still see how they comment. I see how they're communicating. I'm constantly training them. Oh, this is how you could have responded, or you could have done this better, or you could have, So you can never let go 100%, but always be open to delegation. Delegate. So you don't go crazy. I was honestly going insane in that month where we scaled so massively and I had no help. I was literally going crazy. That's the beauty pains, right? Even though the sales was coming in, was so happy, those sales were just going up. But then it was stressful for me as well. That's why I want to talk about what I'm going through in this podcast. So you can understand that, these companies might be selling out, but they're not really telling you the behind the scene of what's going on. And I want to bring you to the behind the scene, to the backstage, and let you know that, sis, you got this. You can do this. You honestly don't have to kill yourself. Just delegate at the right time. And then the timing of your delegation also matters, because you don't want to start delegating after maybe your business have suffered, or your customer services, you that normally have like great customer services, all of a sudden you scaled and you cannot handle the pressure anymore. Your customer services did so horrible and you did not delegate at the right time. You don't want your company to have to suffer because your delegation, you didn't delegate at the right time. So the timing is important as well when you delegate. So yeah, don't be afraid to delegate. It's a good thing. Delegation is growth. So that's a good thing. So yeah, I think that's all I want to say about this. But if you ever, ever, ever have any questions, of course, you can come to my Instagram or Facebook page at Jumigrow, J-U-M-M, which is Michael, I-E-G-R-O-W. Come and ask me questions. I'm an open book. Don't be afraid. Ask me questions. Okay. So that's the, so the next thing I want to talk about is how I've learned to be humble and how I'm actually learning from my employees. Humility, honesty, pride goes before a fall. Solomon said it best in Proverbs. Pride does go before a fall, right? Humility, being humble, will take you places. Like, no matter how much God blesses you, and this is the prayer I pray, that God, I never want to be, like, when you bless me so much, that's when I want to be more humble. Like, I don't want the spirit of pride to ever come into me or my ego to ever take, you know, the best out of me. No, I want you, your spirit, to dwell in me. I want your spirit to take over me, no matter how much you decide to bless me. There was something that I wrote down in my prayer journal that I always went in. I don't want to ever be in a position where I want the gift more than the giver. That God, I always want to want you more than the gift you give to me, if that makes sense. So the spirit of humility is a good thing, all right? It's something that you want to ask for God to give to you every day in your business to make you humble. You know, in business, I feel like there's so many departments that I speak to almost every day. Daily in my business. And those some that are inside my business and some that are outside my business, God, give me the strength to speak to them humbly. Give me the grace to never feel like I'm too bigger than anybody or even you. You know, sometimes we get so overly carried away for no reason, right? But I've learned so much from Raheem. Remember I kept telling you from Raheem? He's like almost 10 years younger than me. And I learned so much. I put myself in a position whereby I knew that I don't know this thing. I need help in this thing. I didn't go to school for this. And I need to really humble myself to learn, right? So I have learned to be humble, to never feel like I'm big enough for anything. Even in my business, when I make a mistake or I did something wrong, I come to my team and I apologize that, oh, I'm very sorry, that was my fault. Or if the customer comes and it was a mistake that I made, I tell my team that was my fault and I'm very sorry because now I'm giving you guys extra work because of my mistakes, right? And when they see that that's the kind of person you are, they will love you more and want to work with you even more. To the glory of God, my employees, those that I've hired from 2 years ago or last year, they're with the company because they love the way they're being treated. It's the culture of love. Like, that's one thing that I always want them to know. Even when I scream at you for doing something wrong, it balances out because I come back and I tell them how much they mean to me, how much I appreciate them. They're such a value to the company. Without them and God, of course, this company wouldn't be where they are. You need to let your employees know that they are appreciated and loved. You always have to do that. Once you start expanding your team, be humble. Don't be too prideful. Be humble. Learn from them. Because Johanna is so good at graphics. Oh my God. Like, Maggie is such an amazing writer. You know, I have so many, like, amazing, talented ladies on my team that I know that this is not my strength, and I go to them, can you do this for me? You know, so never be too prideful. Stay humble. And when your business starts to grow even further, stay even more humble because God blesses that. He really honestly blesses that. And then the other thing I want to talk about is I have learned to never stop learning. Oh my God. Like, there's every day I'm trying to read something new. That's one thing I tell myself. Something new in business that I've never heard before. One of my amazing friend, Abby Soye, she gifted me when I got on the Forbes list. She gifted me with 5 amazing business books because she's currently, she's actually now a graduate of Harvard and she's studying business. I didn't study business. Luckily for her, she's in that environment and she was able to gift me. You know, you always have to find friends that find your flame, not the ones that kill your flame. And she gifted me some amazing books that, oh my, when I'm reading them, I'm like, wow, nobody ever told me this. I didn't know, even Google didn't tell me this, you know? Like, some things you have to learn in books by reading, right? So never stop learning. The pipeline that I was in exposed me to so many things in business that God knows that I would never have been exposed to, and he gave it to me for free. That's another testimony for another day that I'm going to be sharing, because that pipeline opened so many opportunities for me. Even the Forbes opportunity came from that pipeline. So never stop learning. Never stop putting yourself out there. You know, that's what I did. I put myself out there. I knew I needed help. I put myself out there. And God came and blessed that. Because if you, oh, I need help, and then you're sitting down in your living room, or you're just there mopping around and you're not doing something about it, how is God going to bless that? You got to stand up on your feet and put yourself out there and find opportunities for yourself. You got this. Yes, you do. You know, so never, ever stop learning. Because once you stop learning, you become ignorant. Things change every day. And I mean every day. Even in business, with Instagram, Facebook, Google, they're constantly changing something, right? So you want to make sure you're on top of that. So that's one thing that I have learned in my 4 years of doing business. Definitely reading more and learning more, exposing myself, putting myself out there, not being afraid. Okay, what's the least that can happen? Take a risk. Take a risk on yourself. Don't be afraid to take a risk on yourself. You're definitely worth it. You know, you have it in you. You have it in you to be great. You know, especially when you serve God. It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So because you carry God, guess what? You're great. And greatness is surrounded. You are surrounded by greatness. So don't you ever doubt that. I think this is going to be the end of today's podcast. I hope you've been very encouraged, my love. I hope you are learning. I hope you are encouraged to keep learning and putting yourself out there. And I'll be back next week with the final episode on this topic. And then we can go on to the next one. But God bless you. And I love you with the love of Christ. I love you so, 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 so much. God bless you. God bless you. And I will be speaking to you next week. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. If you want to follow my business page, is at Glam Naturally, or but my personal page is Jumi Grow. And I'll see you very soon. Have a blessed day, my love. Bye.